How we doing out there? Are we keeping cool? Are we keeping all the phlegm out of our throats? Oh, yeah. If you have a problem with a phlegmy throat, I would recommend pouring a little something on ice and sipping it in a moderate fashion. Ah, yes, it's something I cannot enjoy in this studio. But I may do so when I return to my home. If you have any suggestions, call 387-6303, and I'll see what I can do. We had a suggestion for some Fela Kuti, and I am looking for some. I was also looking for his son, Femi Kuti, I believe his name is. So anyway, my name's Bat Guano. The radio program is called Swag. You can look it up at swagradio.org. Just Google some combination of the words Bat Guano Swag and you'll run across it somewhere. And we've been keeping up with recording these programs and making them available for your later entertainments. So next Thursday or Friday or Tuesday, when you're in the office and you want to lighten the load, you want to take a load off, you want to drop a load on your fellow coworkers, just tune in to Swag on your World Wide Web device and let the beautiful sounds carry you away into your work-a-day world. So call us up and let us know what's on your mind. We're going to play some more music now, because that's what we do. Here's some French punky band. Les Sans Culottes. You'll hear this only on Swag and Wider FM. We'll be right back.
And what used to excite you does not. Like you've used up all your allowance of experiences. Head bells where the mass of two well-known people. Sideways from this world today. I just step sideways round this place today.
WTR. Wider on the go.
I think I've got your family, and I think you know just where it's at. I think I've got your family, and so move it.
Zoo Radio.
In every dream home, a heartache, and every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house or palace. Penthouse perfection, but what goes on? What to do there? Better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful. Inflatable doll, my role is to serve you. Disposable darling, can't throw you away now. Immortal and life-size, my breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death sighs. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful. I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
I seemed to have inherited the train. I had had on a conductor's uniform, complete with ticket punch, service stripes, all the trimmings. I decided on an inspection tour, starting with the observation car, the one so favored by our more prominent politicians around election time. Speeches made from an observation car always seem to be a little longer, a little duller, a little harder to understand.
How about taxes?
How about taxes?
We're all for lower taxes.
I am for lower taxes, provided that any reduction leading to a discount assessment permits the budget to finance a double entry credit governed, of course, by the inflationary debentures that inevitably lead to a fluctuating mortgage, thus liquidating any obligatory debt.
Hooray! Hooray!
What'd he say?
How about the farmers?
How about the farmers?
Are you for or against the farmers?
On the contrary, if a foreclosing policy is maintained as to an equitable percent of parity, a munificent bounty should evade the tillers of our soil, negating the marketing aspects of crop rotation as outlined in Form 77B.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How do you stand on foreign policy?
What is your stand on foreign policy?
I'm glad you asked me that. I view with alarm the iconoclastic tendency towards isolationistic totalitarianism promulgated by selfish benefactors solely bent upon stifling the vital accord incumbent upon any vacillation of the vested interest.
Hooray! Hooray!
Promises!
And so, I say to you that if I'm elected to this high office, I will do my utmost.
Yes, indeed. As I continued my tour, I was fascinated by the wonderful names on the Pullman doors. Names like Minot Light, Winooski, Grotto's Tower, Cadwallader C. Washburn. I opened a few of them and went into the dining car. A young mother and her small boy seemed to be having a little trouble finishing their meal.
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy, Mommy, are we there yet, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. Sit up straight and eat your soup.
Mommy, I have to...
You just went. Eat a little of your meat.
I don't like this meat.
Try a little of your cheese.
I don't like this cheese.
How about some apple pie?
I don't like apple pie.
You don't like apple pie?
I want some ice cream. Can't I have some ice cream?
Well...
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. And if you don't quit asking me... There goes your milk. Waiter? Waiter?
Mommy, I have to...
Oh, all right, come on. And the next time I take you anywhere...
Sounded just like my little boy. Well, right next to the diner was a club car. I guess the bar at one end had a little to do with the unrelenting jollity of those present. One fellow in particular seemed to be monopolizing the conversation.
Well, now, I'm a demon salesman. I'm the livest wire. When a customer is tough to sell, it's me they hire. I'm drawing down the tidy sum of 90 per, plus the various expenses that I may incur. When it comes to padding swindle sheets, I know my stuff. If the auditor gets tough with me, I call his bluff. I'm about to be promoted with a juicy raise, and I see my wife on weekends and on holidays, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Now they're after me to run for mayor, and I might. I'm a booster, I'm a joiner, I'm a leading light. The women follow me around, but when they do, I just politely tell them 23 skidoo, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Say, I heard a pivotal story the other day. It's a little risque, but I can see that you fellas have all been around. Now, stop me if you've heard this, but it seems there were two Irishmen on a bus.
Stop.
Stop. What do you mean, stop?
I've heard that one.
Maybe the rest of the gang hasn't heard it.
We've all heard it.
Yeah, those things really get around fast.
As I walked on, the train began gradually to slow down. The scattered lights through the car windows led me to believe that it wasn't a regular stop. After the train halted, I stepped off for a breath of Middle Western air. As I lit a cigarette, I heard a voice from the shack across the way.
Hello?
hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend. And I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me soon disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, ooh, I hang my head and cry. See the rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and eastern caviar. Now I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying just that they get to see things that I've never seen. If I owned that lonesome whistle, if that railroad train was mine, I would bet I'd find a man a little farther down the line. Far from Crescent City is where I'd like to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
listening to Swag. You're listening to Wider FM at a frequency of 89.1 megahertz. We just heard Raymond Scott, genius composer, arranger. We heard Dinner Music for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals. Before that, Gordon Jenkins with The Conductor from Gordon Jenkins' Dreams. Seven Dreams, that is. Really took you there, didn't it? Then we heard Roxy Music. Brian Ferry's Little Perverse Dream. In Every Home, a Heartache. Something brand new to Wider FM, Color Music. Put in a little gas. From the album F Monday, Orange February, Venus, Lunatic 1 or 13. I guess that makes it much easier to Google. Cheap Trick. Before that, He's a Whore. The Butthole Surfers with Cowboy Bob. 1980. What was that? 1984? 1985? Oh, a long time ago. That really freaked us all out, that debut Butthole Surfers album. Really, it did. You kids wouldn't understand. Before that, the Melvins. Now, we had a suggestion for some tubes, because apparently somewhere in the area, Fee Wabel is amongst us. Lead singer of the Tubes. And he is returning to once again play Dr. Frank Infurter in the Barn Theater's rendition of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Or is it just Rocky Horror? I don't know. I'm not. I think the theater version is just Rocky Horror. I don't know. I don't know these things. It's theater. And Fee Wabel is going to put on these fishnet stockings. And it's going to be fun. But unfortunately, we have no tubes available to us. So we played the Melvins version of White Punks on Dope, which they call Arnie for some reason. Anyway. Before that, Dan Melcher's Broke Review, Inside Out Man, and somebody called, they were all excited about that, and they pronounced the name a completely different way. Maybe I've been pronouncing it wrong. I think they said Dan Melcher's. I don't know. How am I supposed to know these things? The Fall before that. Just Step Sideways, Swell Maps with Full Moon, and Les Sons Gris with Poopy D. Siri. That's French, and I'm sure that word is not pronounced poopy, but that's what it looks like. Doctor is amused by that. Poopy. I don't know what is so amusing about the poopy. You've been listening to Swag. Audio evidence of this program can be found at swagradio.org. As soon as we convert it to the relevant computer files and put it uploaded to the mother load, mothership, computer, server thing. So anyway, here's the deal. I've been the host of the show, Swag, for the past 3 hours. And it's really tired me out, so I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit this show. I'm going to quit doing this. And it's been nice doing this for you. Been doing the hosting for you this evening. But it's over. I'm done. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to rest. And hopefully I'll be rested up enough to come back next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. But until then, I'm done. The doctor's here. He's got some roller girls, I guess. He hangs out with these people like he's cool. So I'm going. Doctor's up next with his roller girl buddies. I think it's his posse. You've been listening to Swag. And that's all there is to say.